Zonderkids presents Attack of the Spider Bots, Episode 2 in The Starfighters of Murphy Street, by Robert West, read by Patrick Lawler. For Bill Myers, gifted writer and filmmaker, unselfish mentor and, best of all, friend, R.W. 1. The Cave of the Beast. Becoming a teenager is like living in a sci-fi movie. You keep morphing into somebody else while emergencies are popping up all around you. Case in point, Beamer tripped on the rock steps leading into their secret cave network. As Ghoulie figured out later, it was because Beamer's leg had morphed 1/8 inch longer than it had been the last time he climbed those steps. Then, while Beamer was rubbing his scraped knee, Scylla picked up a faint noise. They listened until they heard a distant rumble and a repeating clank. They called themselves Starfighters. Beamer, the exile from California, Ghoulie, the African-American brain trust, and Scylla, the girl who could do anything a boy could, only better. They got the name because of the spaceship they found high up in Beamer's tree. It didn't seem like much at first. After all, it was only a ramshackle wooden treehouse shaped like a spaceship. No graphics card, no 3D accelerator, nothing you could shove into an Xbox. But hey, you know what they say about looks being deceiving? That broken-down plywood box had already taken them to places no kid had gone before. And, in the process, they were finding a lot of strange worlds right where they lived. That being an ancient...